USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least seven people are hurt in a shooting at a school south of Denver. This man lives near the STEM school, Highland Ranch, and found one of the students who was shot outside his home.
We walked approximately two houses. He got tired, so he sat down on the grass over here for a little while. We let him rest for maybe 30 or 60 seconds, and then we got him back up.
The man was speaking there on the ABC affiliate in Denver. Vice President Mike Pence says Venezuela's disputed President Nicolas Maduro is bad for the country.
Today, the single greatest source of disruption, the single greatest disruptor of peace and prosperity in the Western Hemisphere, has come from the regime of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela and from their desperate attempts to cling to power.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency has made changes to address deficiencies in its handling of information before the deadly Parkland, Florida high school shooting.
We've changed training. We've changed policies out there. We've increased significantly the amount of resources that are out there.
Wray was speaking in a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing. Nancy Pelosi remains against trying to impeach President Trump. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
During a Monday fundraising event in Chicago, the U.S. House Speaker said pursuing impeachment could hurt the Democrats in next year's elections. She says Democrats should instead be focusing on building their majority in the House, winning back the White House, and winning a Senate majority in 2020. Pelosi was the featured speaker at the 18th annual Ultimate Women's Power Lunch, which this year was a fundraiser for U.S. Representative Jan Schakowsky. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
First Lady Melania Trump is marking the first anniversary of her Be Best initiative.
It continues to have one goal, which is to educate children and parents about the issues they face.
Speaking at the White House, the First Lady says a fast-paced, ever-changing world can make children less prepared for the challenges ahead. Voters in Denver, Colorado on Tuesday will decide whether to become the first city in the United States to decriminalize the use of magic mushrooms. The measure would make the personal use and possession of the mushrooms by those over 21 years of age or older in Denver the lowest law enforcement priority. That's according to the measure's language. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
It's Schedule 1 under the DEA, which means that it's believed to have no medicinal value. It can help you medically. Well, you know what we've been learning in the last few years? Medical marijuana has a use. Guess what else has a use? Psilocybin. A study in about a year ago in 2018 showed that it actually decreases resistant depression by 47%, a study in Nature, a very important journal. It works for depression. It works for anxiety. It works for attention deficit disorder.
Right.
It seems like our veterans coming back from the war have some positive impact from suicide.
Dr. Siegel was speaking on Fox News. Please remember, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio and also online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.